Good day. Good day, everyone. Today is Thursday, May 10th. How is everybody doing today? I hope you're well. I'm feeling pretty good. I took a walk outside on this glorious sunny day. And it wasn't too hot. It was just pleasant. Very pleasant weather. I didn't even get super tired on my walk. Usually when you walk, maybe after 30 minutes of being out in the heat, I would have gotten very tired. But surprisingly, I had stamina to keep going until I walked an hour. That's been my standard now. Walking an hour every day. Except yesterday. I think I only walked 20 or 30 minutes yesterday. Wasn't feeling it yesterday. But yesterday was just a mess of a day. I didn't even record anything yesterday. So I apologize. I guess I'm gonna record every day. Minus the weekends, if I can. While I have a stamina to record. So, what's on Gina's brain today? Well, I tried to make something homemade yesterday. Thanks to a video I saw of Jamie Oliver, I decided to try my hand at my own whipped mayonnaise. I have an immersion blender, yes, but I wanted to do it the hard way. Because for some reason, I always do things the hard way. I'll tell you a story. I had a detention in high school once after school. My detention was to clean up the library, vacuum. But they gave me this old vacuum that I didn't even know how to turn on. And because I'm an introvert and I didn't want to ask for help, what did I do? I didn't use the vacuum. Instead, I got on my hands and knees and picked up little pieces of scraps off the floor so it looks like I vacuumed. Now you might be saying, Gina, why would you do something so insane? And the answer is, because I do everything the hard way for some reason. I don't know why I torture myself like this. But anyway. Mayonnaise. There's a learning curve. You don't want to add too much oil in, or the sauce will split. So put two egg yolks in, spoonful of mustard. Jamie Oliver makes things look incredibly easy. He's like, oh, just throw it in, whisk it in, get a good arm workout. All comes together in 3 minutes. No problem. Yeah, Jamie Oliver, I was whisking for about 30 minutes straight. That was a lot of whisking. But I did get an arm workout. So much so that my wrists and my shoulders were aching like incredibly bad last night. I was in such a grumpy mood. But anyway, the sauce, okay, the mayonnaise came together at first and it was fine. It was fine. But then I realized, oh, I didn't add that much oil, did I? I didn't really measure out the oil as I was pouring, so I had no idea how much oil I'd poured in. But it definitely wasn't enough because the recipe called for like a cup of oil or half a cup. So after it was already done and emulsified and in the fridge, I second-guessed myself, which is annoying that I do this a lot, second guess myself. I took it out of the fridge. I tried to add some more oil to it, mix it up, and of course, it immediately broke and turned into just a disgusting mess. But now I know what split mayo looks like. So don't try this at home, kids, unless you really want an arm workout. I mean, maybe you'll do better than I can. I don't know. Also, I think I should have used a different oil because I used olive oil. So it's tasted very strongly of olive oil. Yeah, so I'm kind of off mayo right now. I'm kind of turned off of the whole mayo thing right now. I don't even think I can go near mayo right now. So there's that. Whew. What an experience that was. But you live and you learn. I mean, that was my first time making mayonnaise. Sometimes when you do stuff for the first time, you fail. But there's always a chance to try again. And maybe one day I will try again, but not today. Not tomorrow. Not anytime soon. Anyways, what else is new? It's almost Friday. That's cool. Not that that means anything to me, because I don't work at the moment. Wow. I have so much energy today. I just noticed that. And guess what? I haven't even eaten today. All I had was black coffee. Yep, that's right. Black coffee. People don't like black coffee, usually. They have to put something in it. And I know what you're saying. I usually put something in it too. But I didn't have any heavy cream. And I'm cutting out the sweeteners. By the way, cutting out sweeteners is going pretty well, actually. I swear, even though I've cut sugar out of my life, the sweeteners, I've relied heavy on them every single day. And I'm tired of the sweet cravings. And they come the worst when you're stressed out, when you're anxious, and all you want to do is stuff your face with them. But last night, my boyfriend even helped me, which I'm really glad that he helped me, because I was in a horrible mood. I wanted some M&Ms. I was like crying out for M&Ms. And my boyfriend was like, nope, you're not allowed. And I thank him for that, because I was like, fine, I know. I shouldn't eat M&Ms, it'll make me feel bad. And it really would have made me feel bad. So what did I eat instead? Well, I ate some fat. I followed the recommendation of a friend, and when I crave sweet, I replace it with fat. So I had some cheese, and I had some macadamia nuts. And you know what? Those were delicious. I freaking love macadamia nuts. And you know what? Macadamia nuts are slightly sweet, so it kind of satisfied that sweet craving I had. Just slightly. I didn't need a whole lot, but the nuts contrasting with the salty, creamy cheese. Oh, it was good. So, I guess I'm going to do that from now on. Whenever I crave sweets, I'm going to train my brain to want fat. Because on the ketogenic diet, you eat the fats, and you eat them until you're satisfied. But you don't want to go overboard. I mean, you don't have to stuff your face with fats when you're not hungry. Follow the basic principle of eating when you're hungry and stopping when you're full. It's that simple. Yep. So it's been a success lately. I don't crave sweets today for some reason. But I'm not really hungry. I'm fasting until dinner time tonight. So I don't need any food. I had my black coffee. Now, granted, when you first take that sip, it's not pleasant. You're like, oh, this is black. It needs something. But as I kept drinking it, got used to the flavor, and I liked it. I mean, I'm still a caffeine fiend. Still need the caffeine, so I drink it. My daily habit has been drink coffee, then I get the energy from the coffee, and then I take my hour-long walk, and it energizes me. And then after I walk, I get more energy. And here I am now with so much energy. It's great. It's amazing how much exercise lifts the mood. It's incredible because I am a lazy piece of garbage. You have no idea. I hate exercise. I loathe exercise. I'm a couch potato. I like to sit on my computer all day and binge watch shows and not move. But I've been taking these daily walks, and I can't believe it. I feel amazing. And this is coming from someone who has dealt with depression for more than a decade. Did I tell you that I was on antidepressants before? I don't think I have. Yeah. Why was I on antidepressants? Well, because I had depression. But it was from, well, I don't know if I should go into it. I'm trying to save a podcast for a story that I'm going to tell, which is going to be a long story. And I'm trying not to go into it yet until I've got it all planned out and I know what I want to say, because it's a long one. It's a doozy. But let's just say, after this traumatic thing happened to me, I was even more depressed than I'd ever been in my life. And it was about time that I took care of myself. So I decided one day to get health insurance and to see a doctor about depression. So I did. And they gave me some Lexapro. So I took that. Wasn't sure if I was seeing any results from it. I mean, it's like you take them and you kind of stop feeling anything. Which I didn't want to be like that. I mean, sometimes I wish that feelings could just be turned off, but then you don't feel any excitement either. You just feel nothing. And later, I started to think that maybe I had something else too, because sometimes I felt manic. I don't know if it was all in my head or if I really had this, but I did some research and was thinking that I was possibly bipolar 2, which isn't as quote unquote extreme as bipolar 1, but basically, it's another level below bipolar 2. So when you're depressed, you're super depressed and you stay that way for a long time. And you don't get as high. You don't actually get manic. You just get a little bit like I would have times when I would really be obsessed with something and then I would stop doing it. And then I'd stop for a while, and then I'd really be obsessed with another thing, and then I'd put it down, and then find something else. Like, that. I'd have these dips of energy. Dips? I don't know. I'd have these little spurts of energy where I'd be really obsessed with something, and then everything else I ignored. I could only focus on that one obsession. But then when I got depressed, I was super low, and it just got really bad. So I went back to the doctor, and he gave me bipolar medication. Did that help? Not really. But I was just all in my head, and who knows if I was just self-diagnosing or if it was all in my head. I was just trying to figure myself out and why I was crazy all the time. I guess I shouldn't use the word crazy, but I felt crazy. Because sometimes I'd just be, like, it wouldn't be mania, but it would be super irritability and just getting angry at everything. It would be like a hypomania, which isn't mania, but it's just it's a level below. But anyway, I was trying to figure myself out, and I just wanted to be fixed. But I never did. And then I started to think, well, maybe I should just take my health into my own hands. So what I did was I tried to wean off the medicine myself without doctor supervision. I just cut off from the drugs. And I do not recommend this. You should definitely see your doctor and talk to your doctor about weaning off slowly from your medication, because it was not a fun experience, let me tell you. But another reason why I did that was because me and my boyfriend moved to a new place in another state, and I couldn't get more insurance because I was out of a job then, and it was just going to be impossible to get more medication when I didn't have insurance or, you know, a doctor in the new place. So I just decided to conveniently cut off the medication so that I wouldn't worry about it anymore. But don't do that. Don't be like me. Don't be like an idiot and put your health at risk. But as a former fat kid, I never thought about myself. I never thought about my health. So I was always making excuses to not get help and not do anything for myself, because it put a burden on somebody else, and I didn't want to be that way. But you shouldn't do that. And I'm starting to learn that, starting to put my health first. So when I cut off of my medication, I started getting shocks, like electric shocks in my body. And that was scary. Shouldn't have done that. But eventually it went away, and I eventually became my normal self again, with ups and downs. But I feel like that's just life. You just deal with your issues. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. But you just get through it. And I wanted to feel again. I didn't want to feel nothing. And I didn't want to walk around like a zombie on antidepressants for the rest of my life. But don't follow me. Don't do what I did. Antidepressants save lives, so if you rely on them, that's great. You should keep taking them. Don't stop taking your medication. So When I started eating better, it was a few months after I'd cut off the medication, I started the ketogenic way of eating. And I had heard stories about people's mental problems also changing as well as weight loss. So I thought, cool, maybe it'll help my crazy brain. And I'd have to say it's lifted my mood a little bit. At first I didn't notice. I mean, when you're with yourself day in and day out, you don't really notice big changes. But now, especially since exercising, eating right and exercising combined has made me feel just incredible. And also cutting out the artificial sweetener has done great things. I think having those crazy sweet cravings kind of stressed my body out, and I needed to get that out of my life so I wasn't relying on it. So I feel pretty good lately, and life is getting better. And even though I'm out of work still, I'm motivated and hopeful for the future. So, good times. Well, I guess that's all for today. I hope you guys have a great day, whoever's listening out there. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.